West Virginia changed its laws not too long ago. Once again it's legal, take meat off the road. You don't need no money, you don't have to drive too far. When you shop Route 89 for a meal made with a car. When you get real hungry, just motor down the track. Well, you just pick up what you want and you throw her in the back. You don't need to mess around with stuff for hunting or fishing. Just keep some gas in your pickup truck, tread on your Michelin. Well, most folks turn the nose up till they give her a try. Once they take one little bite, they'll know the reason why. We always ask for seconds, don't ask what we ate. How we love roadkill cuisine here in the Mountain State. Now if you like a balanced diet, hey, this is the way to go. There's a brand new entree every day out there on the road. There may be a gourmet meal over that next hill. For value on the money, boys, just can't beat roadkill. Sometimes you get patties already tenderized. If the meat's been out a day or two, then jerky is the prize. You can count on possum, Lord knows what else you get. Squirrel or coon, old groundhog or occasional household pet. Most folks turn the nose up till they give her a try. Once they take one little bite, they'll know the reason why. We always ask for seconds, don't ask what we ate. How we love roadkill cuisine here in the Mountain State. In Pocahontas County, there's a cook-off every year. The world's finest roadkill chefs, they come from far and near. In deadly competition, their cooking's real inspired. Moose balls on the half shell, a possum that's stir-tired. Most folks turn the nose up till they give her a try. Once they take one little bite, they'll know the reason why. We always ask for seconds, don't ask what we ate. How we love roadkill cuisine here in the Mountain State. Oh, we always ask for seconds, don't ask what we ate. Well, how we love roadkill cuisine here in the Mountain State.